This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Knicks lose, but I'm not putting any stock into that game. And you say, oh, well, how could you? They're going to play the Pistons in the first round. And, you know, the Pistons came back and beat them. Well, you know, this clearly wasn't the team that's going to be playing the Pistons with the back-to-back and resting guys. So, Wally himself said it. They look like they wanted the playoffs to be here.
They look done.
Yeah, so that's which I totally understand. Yep. It's fine. I don't even want them giving maximum effort at this point and hurting themselves or running out of gas. So no big deal there.
The only thing, because what do they got, three games or two games left? What is it left?
Three.
You do have the Pacers right on your heels.
Yeah.
And I do think while...
Last night, fine.
Right, it was three until last night. So you've got the Cavs and then the Nets. You assume they'll beat the Nets, I would think. And you got the Cavaliers tonight. Who knows who plays, you know, with that team and who the Knicks play. But, you know, the Pacers are right there. And while you don't want to dictate who you play or be worried, I guess, because they are the better team, it is interesting. You could still end up with a first-round matchup with Giannis and the Bucks, who are starting to play well. Damian Lillard expected back soon.
You don't want that. Yeah.
No, I mean... The Pistons are a nice story if you're in Detroit, and I think their future is very bright. I don't know if Jaden Ivey would be back in time for the playoffs or not. I'm not saying playing the Pistons would be easy by any stretch, but I also don't think it's their time just yet. The Bucks would concern me a little bit for a first-round matchup.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, the best player on the court is on the other team.
Yes.
And that's
and a championship pedigree.
Right. That is never ideal. But I think they'll wrap up the three seed. I understand it's only a game and that we're going to get where we're going to get there with the Pistons, but I wouldn't freak out. And obviously, you know, it's weird. We go so long without baseball for months and months and months, and then, you know, it comes back. And then when both teams are off, it feels like they were off for 2 years. Like, when are they going to start playing baseball again?
Not to mention the fact that Wednesday were day games.
Exactly.
And that was part of it, too. It was almost like they were an afterthought yesterday as well.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, hell, the Yankee game on Wednesday, I believe, ended around 3:15. Like,
yeah.
It was quick.
Yeah, it was like 2 hours and whatever it was. I mean, it was incredible. My type of baseball game. Let's go to Tom in Roxbury, New Jersey, who has an interesting question here. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, you guys seem so much more relaxed than, you know, when Boomer's not there. Is it like having a substitute teacher in high school?
I don't feel any different.
Yeah, you know what? I could see where he's coming from, though, because, you know, like, when you and Boomer get those back-and-forth things and a little edgy, like, you don't hear that when he's not here. So there is
I was just close to having one with Eddie.
Oh, were you?
I was.
I didn't think that you
was
getting to that point.
There's nothing that I dislike more.
It sounds like so much fun having children.
Right. And you know what else is fun? Walking around Wyoming in circles for a week looking at buffalo.
Yeah.
Up your ass. I mean, for him, that's fun. For me, it's not.
Setting up a yarn kiosk in Ohio.
Right. And that's fine. Like, different strokes. But when someone comes at you with such, like, a snarky attitude, like, just because you don't get it,
right,
doesn't mean a lot of people do or don't. So, and that's... those moments can happen. I mean, Boomer wasn't in the studio when me and Al and the fraud thing.
Yeah, true.
It's just the conversation that is had. I feel bad that he wasn't there right there, but oh well.
No, you don't. It's fine. Doesn't mean he's not going to defend himself anyway.
No, he would. No, I think he would.
You think so?
Yeah, no, I think Eddie would.
Oh, okay.
I think.
I don't know. He just go,
Yeah, you know what he'll do? He'll find stupid buttons of me saying dumb things about myself.
As far as if I sound more relaxed, there's the fraud. That is, oh, God.
God, I was so thin. Yeah. I look like mush right now.
Yeah.
My God.
I understand. It's tough. I mean, you're tan, too. I was, look young and tan.
Well,
there.
It was the summertime. We were talking about empty baseball stadiums.
But the other, as far as me being more relaxed, I'm definitely not. I'm just as relaxed with Boomer. But the one thing that may make me more relaxed is I know no matter what I bring up topic-wise, you'll at least engage. Where with Boomer, I may bring something up and he'll just yawn into the microphone.
And not interested, Biggs, what else?
Yeah, right.
So what do you worry about that for?
I go, okay.
That does happen from time to time.
You know, but I know that I could anything. I could bring up anything and you'll at least engage it.
Yeah. I mean, what the hell? What else are we doing until 10 o'clock?
No, I know. Well, that's what sometimes I get with him. I'll be like, okay, you don't want to do that? What would you like to talk about?
I remember there was one time when you were off and it was probably on like the Thursday of the week. I think this was even last summer, actually.
Yeah.
Where everything I brought up, he wasn't interested in.
Oh.
And then so he then proceeded to hit on every topic he wanted to talk about and then looked at me like, well, you just did the show and it's 6:16. Now what? He's like, he goes, I don't know. You're sitting in that chair. Come on, man. God damn.
Yeah, no.
Very funny.
I know. I mean, The other thing too. All right, I really do believe I'm just as relaxed with him here or not. But the other thing that I know that you're not going to do is when we come back from break and I have something that I'm ready to go with, and then he just leans his giant body in, and then stares at me, saying I am controlling this particular segment.
Correct.
And then, you know, I'll be like, you know, I don't know if you've been looking at the interest rates on these professional soccer teams and these guys, because they don't buy them outright. They finance them, you know, in this league, in Bundesliga. But there's a guy, there's a consortium of billionaires, started with drug money. I mean, it's a big deal out there. And I'll be like, yeah,
I got nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
Or how about this product that I'm hoping to get an endorsement from by casually mentioning? How about that?
We love it, Mission
that
Boomer.
Is good
we
business,
do.
Though, Eddie.
Though, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's brilliant.
There are times, though, there's a couple of times. I usually let him do it because I don't have a choice most of the time. But there are times where he leans and I'll just totally put up like the blinders
the
and I'll just plow right through it.
Yeah.
And then just hope that he forgets about it.
I understand.
But then there's a 50-50 chance that he'll forget.
Yeah.
He also works out sometimes topics in here with me and Eddie.
Yeah, yeah.
First, like with a test market.
Oh, yeah, the practice, the practice speech.
He just used us.
He does that all the time.
Yeah.
You guys feel cheapened.
Yeah, because I thought I was having a genuine conversation. Then he goes in and does it right on the air.
Yep. Yeah, just feel used. And he'll walk in at that, you know, just I was just talking to Al and Eddie about, you know, and then there it is.
And there it is.
You know.
It is funny, though, like when you think about how, and hell, it's year 8 now with you, how long the group has been together, how well we know each other, and how much we don't know about each other. It really is fascinating when you think about it.
Yeah, because, you know, we don't have to show all of us to each other. We just have to be the best versions of our work selves to do the best jobs we can, you know? So, I mean, there are times like Boomer and I will talk about, you know, personal things off the air. If I think that his, you know, opinion or advice would help me.
Sure.
I don't get as much of that with him because he doesn't need any advice from me.
Not at this stage, right?
Yeah. But yeah, no, that is true. But although I feel like if we did a newlywed game,
I don't think we'd do great.
You don't think
I
so?
I don't. No, I don't. I do not.
Who would write the questions, though? Like, you would have that.
Well,
would be
whoever
the
writes
thing.
The questions is not part of the game.
No, I know, but we'd have to be someone who knows both of us. Because I wouldn't want it like Al. Like, let's say Al wrote the questions with you and I.
Yeah.
I would want Al to write the questions with
stuff based on what he knows about me already. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want him coming to me and asking those questions to try to trip you up, because that kind of ruins the whole thing. It's like what we know all about each other just from knowing each other.
I don't know. I feel like I would do well.
I don't know about that. You might. You very well might.
I don't know about you guys giving a crap about anything else, but I feel like I would do well. I don't know. I take in everything.
You might absorb more than I do. That's for sure. There are days I sometimes will actually question where you live.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious. And I don't mean Long Island. I mean, like, which town. Like, I forget which town.
Oh, okay.
And you've only said it 9,000 times.
Could you say it right now?
Saybrook. Sayville.
There you go.
Sayville.
All right.
And where'd he grow up?
Where'd he grow up? Sayville.
No.
Not Sayville.
No, we talk about the high school football programs, Boomers, East Islip, and I am
Armonk.
But it's a little bit different. No, it's Belport. But it's a little bit different because, like, those guys are in there for every single segment listening, whereas you're out there doing a lot of different stuff.
And I don't hear much of the show every day. It is amazing when I'll go home, how is the show? I don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know. I'm like, aside from when I'm in here, I was listening to Terry Collins for an hour. I mean, that's kind of what, you know, that's why I go into them a lot of times. Like, all right, moment of the day, what do we got? Because if I don't have anything from when I'm in here, I don't know what's going on.
You know what? Maybe we'll do an Al and Eddie newlywed game then. Like, we'll host it.
Okay.
And then we'll see. We'll just ask the questions. I got to make sure I know exactly how that game works, where, you know, they write down the answers, right? So we'll ask the questions, you write down the answers, and then they...
And they have to show.
They got to show, but, you know, they don't need to show necessarily. They could write it down us, and we'll trust them.
But Al and I maybe know each other better than...
Well, that's why...
Anyone, think, just because... We don't have to talk on the air and pay attention to the show.
Understood.
What time is the show on?
Understood, Eddie, but that's also why I think it's a good thing, because the newlywed game is about, these people just got married. They should know everything about each other, and then they don't. Yeah. So that's why I think you two guys would probably be the best. And I was going to do it with Jerry and me, but then hearing Jerry being, like, you know, checked out on some of that stuff, I don't think it would be good. But I think with you guys every day next to one another, and maybe we'll do it with Boomer when he comes back.
Yeah, we could do that for sure.
All right, I'll see if we can whip something up.
I know Eddie absorbs a lot. I actually think he'll do quite well. I do. I think Al will too, but I don't know. Maybe not.
Yeah. I mean, there's also, like, details, like, with those guys, as we were just talking about, like, you know, family things and stuff. Like, I don't think that type of stuff absorbs. Like, I don't think they care about extended families or things like that at all. Like, I don't think, like, do you think that Eddie will be able to, like, spit out how many sisters?
I'm going to say yes. Well, he just did, because we do talk about it on the podcast a lot, which Eddie listens to every day.
All right.
So that's kind of part of it as well.
All right. So we're going to have to get creative here.
I also think distance, too, has hurt. In terms of, I think if we lived closer to one another, now you could make the case me, Eddie, and Al do, but we're different stages of our lives. Things are much different. I think if you and I lived closer together.
You'd play golf all the time.
Yeah. But you literally, I think I need a helicopter or a plane to get to you, for God's sakes.
Yeah, no, I know.
I mean, you are far from my house.
Yeah. You're far from mine.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, but that's like, Boomer and I play a ton.
I know.
Like, that's because it's just way more.
Two Long Island guys, I get it.
Way more convenient.
And CeeLo, who I've gotten together with a little bit more and more, is good because of distance, but his schedule's all over the place, so it's a little bit different. But he's a good example, too. How many times have we worked with CeeLo? Could you tell me the names of his kids?
No.
How many kids does he have?
He's got two boys.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it was two or three. He's got two boys.
Jackson, one of them?
No, that's Malusis's kid. I don't think so. But that's my point.
Right, is one.
That is one. I don't know the name of the other son.
I feel like a jerk now.
Yeah, well, that's my point. And we know him how long?
I mean, he probably couldn't name my two girls' names.
Probably. I don't know. We'll find out when he comes
in. Maybe you can't.
No, I could. Stop.
Huh?
Not
going to. Well, let's hear it.
You stop.
You don't know. You don't know number two. You know number one.
Sabrina and Summers.
All right. Okay. Stop.
Right, I'm not that sure. Bad.
All right.
Bad. I'm not
just
that bad.
Make it sure.
And your wife, Tina.
That's my girlfriend.
Hey, good for you.
I feel terrible.
I should see. No, I should
we'll find
know
out
that
when he comes in.
It's not like I don't care about him. I care about him, but you don't know either.
I don't, and I should.
Al, do you know CeeLo's kids' names? He's struggling.
Cliff.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. I should have known. Cliff and Presti.
Oh, another CeeLo.
How did we forget that? He always talks about Cliff and his little league stories. Clifford R. Lepresti. Oh, man.
Yeah, I think that one's wrong.
They don't. Oh, you know what's like, they don't name kids Cliff anymore, right?
No.
So, like, how about Summer, who's 3 years old in her preschool, has a kid named Tony in there?
Okay.
I'm like, they still name kids Tony?
Little Anthony.
Yeah, I know, but they call him Tony? Like, when's the last time you met a 3-year-old Tony?
I haven't. I've heard Anthony. I've not heard Tony.
And apparently, she's got a crush on this Tony. And I'm like, of course, Tony.
Of course she does.
You know, he's probably got a little pack of cigarettes rolled up in his sleeve. Hair slick back.
A little tattoo.
Yeah. Like, Tony.
You're stereotyping Tony now.
Like, you know, usually it's something like, you know, like Piper or, you know, some of these names that are out there
now.
Well,
I feel like there's been a comeback for the older names lately.
Which is fine with me. I like that because some of the other things like, you know, Sailor and Piper and Sawyer and
yeah, sure.
You know, like that was all the new ones, and now, like, you know, I'm all for bringing Cliff.
I was surprised that even we talked about this just last week. I was surprised that Al went through childhood as Albert, not as Al.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you don't hear that often either.
No, no, never anymore.
Mm-mm.
Like, you know, there is that. I don't think there's a. I'm sure people will call up. Yeah, I got an Albert. My kid goes to sixth grade. He's got an Albert in his class. But like, there is no Alberts in Cherry Avenue Elementary, where my girls.
I've never met an Albert child.
Yeah.
Yeah. No way.
I think you're like the. Well, I knew Al Gattulo back in the day from the other radio station.
Yeah.
I think he got into politics now.
Okay.
But other than that, like, I don't know. Maybe I had an Uncle Al in my family. I have no idea, but I don't think so.
Al Ianazone. He covers sports around here.
I don't know him personally, but yeah. I mean, but now you're talking about, you know, famous Owls.
Who's the most famous Al of all time?
Prince Albert? Yankovic.
I was going to say Lou Alcindor, but Weird Al Yankovic.
Weird Al, probably.
He probably is the most famous.
What about Prince Albert? Isn't Prince Albert like, is it like he's a famous person so much so that they named a piercing after him? Am I wrong?
No, that's correct, yeah. And it was also like, I think, some sort of cleaning product. Because he used to, you know, in the 50s, I think they used to prank call like lumber stores. And go, do you have Prince Albert in a can? They'd say yes. And you go, let him out.
That's the stupidest.
You've never heard that?
I've never heard that. No. No. Yeah, but I think Prince Albert of Saxe, Coburg, and Gotha. I think that's the most famous.
I like you came up with Al Ionizone.
Not as my most famous, but I was thinking about
famous Owls, okay?
Yeah, I mean, we've done some of these other ones before, like the most famous Canadian and stuff. I mean, the most famous Al is kind of an interesting one.
Just type Al into Google and see what pops up.
How about Al Cowlings?
Al Michaels.
Yeah. Oh,
good one.
Mm-hmm. Al Roker.
Al Franken.
All of a sudden, there's a lot of Al's.
I mean, there are not a lot of famous Al's.
Like Al Pacino.
That's the one.
Al Gore.
Yeah, those are big ones.
All right, now we sound like idiots because there's a lot of them. Al Unser Jr.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like Mike or Chris or, you know, like that.
Oh, no, not at all.
There's still enough Al's.
Yes.
Famous Al's. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Gabe Athouse.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on this Feel Good Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Man, do we sound like idiots now. We're saying, you know, there's not a lot of famous Al's. And then, like, Albert Einstein, Al Capone. What the hell are we thinking?
And CeeLo just had a good one we didn't mention.
Al Davis.
No, God, man, we are just idiots. Straight up idiots. But anyway, that's what happens when you're going off the top of your head. So, CeeLo, I don't know if you were listening.
A little bit.
Yeah, we don't know the name of your kids.
We know Jace.
Right. I love how Gio said Jackson and Jerry very confidently. He was like, no, that's Moose's kid. I have a Jackson.
Do you really?
I do.
Dang. Damn.
Now, I believe the spellings are different. I think Moose is, you know, I'm not even going to say what I think his is. Not that it matters, but mine is J-A-X-O-N. Jax for short.
That's cool.
Yeah. All right. They are almost 9 and 6. My oldest, Jace, will turn in a couple of weeks, and then Jax is shortly after.
All right, so then, Jerry, you're really the one that screwed up here.
Yeah,
so
I did. You were like, no, yeah, that's no. Moose's kid.
So well, I got because one. I hear Jackson, I immediately think of Moose's
yes,
kid.
Yes, I understand.
So I got one, Eddie got one. Al, you didn't expect much out of Al.
No, of course not.
But so if you're disappointed in anybody, it's Jerry.
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. Well, I didn't say Cliff.
Come on.
Yeah, but Al's not supposed to know these things.
Well, I did know Jace. Radar. No, I knew Jace.
You didn't say Jace.
Well, no, because Eddie said it immediately.
Mm. Okay.
That was the one I did know. I had no idea.
Good, fellas. You know?
Well, yeah.
Listen, I know where I stand on the totem
pole. No, it has nothing to do with that. It's not.
It's okay.
It's not a totem pole situation.
Well,
it
is not in an intentional way, but like you guys spend a lot more time around each other, especially even off the air at events. You guys have done travel together for the show, so it's a little different. But I do know all of your kids' names, just saying.
I know. It's a bad job. There's no two ways about it.
I don't talk about them as much, maybe.
Yeah, that's true.
I love them to death, but I don't know.
Yeah, they annoy you.
No, they do sometimes. They definitely do sometimes. No, I am kidding. Not one of those parents. Oh, it's always sunshine and rainbows. It's the greatest thing ever. No, they are challenging.
Of course.
In a good way.
Yeah.
But it does wear you down at times.
I am glad that I got one.
Yeah, yes. My bad.
Yeah.
Right. Your mistake, you apologize.
Not apologizing, but my bad.
How is Cliff doing, by the way?
Good.
Yeah.
It's my alter ego.
What's happening, CeeLo?
All right, brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Not a lock yet. We may not even get it after all. We'll see what happens when these last couple games are played. But Knicks Pistons first round could be pretty fun.
Brunson fouled by Schroeder. And then Achiuwa pushes Schroeder out of the way. And Tucker.
And then he stands over him.
Yes, stands over Schroeder. That's it. A minute ago from Schroeder on Brunson.
Here we go.
You talk about setting the tone for a potential playoff series. That is what we have seen here tonight.
You want bad boys? I'll show you bad boys.
Some of the action on MSG last night is veteran P.J. Tucker got involved playing the enforcer role there with Josh Hart out of the lineup along with OG Anunoby and Mitchell Robinson. Knicks end up losing to the Pistons 115-106. Cade Cunningham, 36 points, 8 assists for Detroit. Here he was right afterwards on Detroit's FanDuel TV.
You know, just trying to come out here and play the best basketball we can, continue to get better each and every night, and go to win, you know what I'm saying? And we'll see them later on if we see them. But this is a great night tonight for us, and we're going to learn from it and get better.
And it felt like it was a bit of a theme last night, Detroit ramping it up while the Knicks are just trying to, you know, get their ducks in a row for the Cavs tonight and then round one of the playoffs. Maybe a little would you fight that voice Piston style here?
Yeah.
Take a listen, and then we can kind of fill in the blanks.
I mean, I think whoever we play in the playoffs is going to be feisty or whatever. I feel like, I mean, that's just how we play. We bring that Detroit bad boy, that Detroit grit to every single game that we play. And if New York is the team that we end up playing, we're going to bring it every
single
night.
That's the guy, Stewart. I mean, I am running in the other direction.
Right?
I am not fighting that voice.
Sounds like a grown-ass man right there.
$10 million.
Right? That's 6'8", 19-year-old rookie Ron Holland.
Mm. Wow.
Woo.
Man, oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're not even, when he gets to like 25, his voice is just going to be vibrations.
So they got some dudes and dogs, as Lou Gower would say, on that Detroit team. Here's a little bit more from Wally Szczerbiak. Little message for the Knicks. Careful, don't take the foot off the gas too much.
They earned this position, though. The Knicks are in a position where they can kind of lick their wounds. They can heal up some guys to plan to get ready to be healthy for the playoffs. But at the same time, you want to set a tone going into the playoffs. And that was not a good second half and not a good fourth quarter.
And it wasn't.
You're boring. You suck.
So Al would fight that voice. Evidently. Knicks up one on the Pacers for the 3 seed that got the Cavs tonight, as we mentioned, and then the season finale against the Nets. The Pistons have a home and home with the Bucks, so they could still leapfrog Milwaukee, end up as the 5, and the Bucks as the 6. So that's still to be determined. So you've got some interesting stuff playing out here this final weekend of the regular season as far as some of the seeding goes in the Eastern Conference. The Nets were blown out by the Hawks in Brooklyn, 133-109. They get the Timberwolves tonight in Minnesota, coverage at 8:50.
You talk about just playing out the string.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know the whole season's been kind of playing out the string, but you're trying to develop talent. At this point, like, they're still playing basketball in Brooklyn.
You can add the Rangers and the Islanders to that
Yeah,
well.
But at least the Rangers and Islanders, even as 2 weeks ago, were still fighting for something.
Yeah.
This Nets season's been over for 3 months.
Yes.
I mean, is there any chance that their draft probability in the lottery changes with the last 2 games?
Yeah, I keep losing.
No, but I'm saying you could be locked into a certain spot at this point.
I don't know where they are locked in at this point. I probably should know, but I don't. I will find out for it.
I'll go to Tankathon.
All right. Nets game tonight, 8:50 WFAN FM, because you got the Yankees and the Giants that'll be switching to the AM dial at that point. Marcus Stroman opposed by Robbie Ray for that interleague series opener.
They're sixth worst right now in the NBA.
So they could improve by...
I don't know that they can. The Sixers are two behind. I mean, yeah, no, I don't know that they can.
So they're locked
the
in
the only
there.
Team with 2 games to go would be the Sixers. But, yeah, no. I don't know what the tiebreaker situation
would be. They could tie, and then if they have a tiebreaker, they could end up going up 1%. But it's really
but
not
you're talking
that.
About the Sixers winning two and them losing two.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think the Sixers are, right. Maybe they will. Who knows?
So yeah, so it's probably going to be just the 9% there at six worst.
Yeah.
Very good. Mets visit the Athletics in Sacramento tonight. Griffin Canning, J.P. Sears, 10:05 start on Odyssey Mets Radio. At Augusta National, in many instances here. Time's a flat circle. Justin Rose, 7-under par. Another first-round lead for him at the Masters. He's 3 shots clear of Corey Connors, Ludvig Åberg, and defending champ Scottie Scheffler, who did his thing with a bogey-free 68. Also familiar, Rory McIlroy coming a bit undone on the back nine. He was at 4-under par, sitting in the fairway on the par 5 15th. Ended up making double bogey there, and then another double, I think it was on 17.
17, yeah.
Yep, ends up even par, 7 shots back. And Justin Thomas can't quite tame this course either. 1 over 73, not terrible, but he had this hiccup off the tee at the par 5 8th.
Oh, yeah. Full throttle.
Got it. Didn't quite catch it. Got
it. Healed it. God damn it.
Close.
Yeah.
A little awkward for the commentators there. You know, on the Masters app, you can get every shot from every player. Mm-hmm. You go to the hole.
Yeah.
Curiously, that drive has been removed.
Is that true?
JT's.
Really?
Maybe it's a coincidence.
No,
but
probably
I checked it a couple times this morning, and it goes right to. It's a from a distance shot. You can't even see him in the bunker there on 8 with his second shot. So.
Well, it's probably because of the cursing, right? Not because.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah. Okay.
But you would have think maybe they could remove the audio or bleep that out. They just wiped it out.
Took it right out
altogether.
How come the Masters lets us watch everything for free on an app, and no other sports does?
I think their app is like the best out. And it's funny. I install it on the Wednesday before, and I get rid of it on the Monday after. But it is, and the clarity of the app is unbelievable.
Why can't baseball do that?
I don't know. I don't know. It's a great question.
Yeah, I don't have an answer for you either. I mean, I think that when it's once a year, it's different than all of the games that baseball
plays. Right, would you think even more so capitalize on it since it is one time a year where you would charge? I would think a lot of people would buy that app
for
the weekend.
Oh, of course.
They're buying tickets for $25,000.
No, that too.
Let's not give them any ideas, all right?
This is pretty good the way it is right now.
I got plenty of money down there at Augusta National. CBS Sports Network, we're showing some Akshay Bhatia. He's in the mix, tied for 7th.
His scorecard is crazy.
There's a lot of that goes on. One of the Højgaard twins, I think it was, had an up and down day. Jordan Spieth, again, all over the map. Birdies, bogeys. I mean, it's not a lot of par golf for him out there. And there was frustration throughout the course, certainly for youngster Nick Dunlap, who finished with an 18 over par 90 without a single three putt. Somehow, his score 11 shots worse than any other player in the field. Even former champ Patrick Reed, normally very reliable around the Augusta National, 1 over 73. It was a good ball striking day for him, but he was far from pleased with his work in and around the greens.
Piss poor. Putted like a blind man. Just kept leaving him a little short, and just when I finally got the ball to hold, didn't have the right read, so putted horridly.
He wasn't finished there.
You want to break it. You want to break the putter. That's what you want to do.
You actually didn't.
No. Yeah. Should have. So, I mean, I was hitting it fine. Ball striking wasn't the problem. The flat stick's on vacation and needs to kind of show up. Needs to get on a flight and meet me here.
He takes a lot of flack. He's an interesting soundbite sometimes, you know?
No, I mean, I think he takes a lot of flack because he's just not a lot of guys liked him that played with him.
Yeah.
But he's interesting at least.
Especially this week, for whatever reason, Augusta National, he's from that area growing up.
Yeah.
So.
He's won before.
Yes, of course. Speaking of guys that have won before that had a rough day, John Rahm might have felt the way Reed felt about his putter, about his drivers. He nearly snapped it in half over going wayward right off one of the tees.
He's another one who puts everything into a swing. God.
Well, yes, on as far as torque goes, but his backswing's only about three quarters or so. It could be even more. He ended up 3 over par. He's already 10 back. Mickelson, 3 over. Dustin Johnson, 2 over. And then there's 65-year-old Fred Couples, 1 under par. He had the Texas wedge on 1 from off the green that he drained and was having fun with a fan. And then later on, this was a 6 hybrid from about 190 that ends up holing out for Eagle.
So awesome.
He had himself a day and just living it up. And still silky smooth with that swing, even at 65.
It's tremendous.
So he is well on his way, hopefully with a good round today, to making the cut, as he would have a chance to break his own record as the oldest player to do so.
Well, they said, what did they say? He, years between under par rounds, he's got the longest gap now. He beat Nicholas. It's 42 years. 1983 was his first time he broke par at Augusta.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
And now 2025, he broke par at Augusta. It's 42 years.
It really is amazing. You think that there's a 44-year-old leading the tournament after a day and a 65-year-old who shot 1 under.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just...
Pretty cool.
21-year-old who shot 90.
Yeah, I know. It's just what a sport, man. Yes. It's crazy.
It is true. Quickly before I go, we mentioned it. Both teams kind of playing out the string, but you did have Rangers Islanders at UBS last night and got a little out of control in the third period for the Blue Shirts.
Oh, that went in! Off the goaltender, Holmberg. Rangers score! Panarin! He's got a big smile on his face. Oh, man. Now it's all going in. Season high 9 goals now for the Rangers.
A night after they gave up 8 to the Flyers, they hang a 9 spot on the Islanders. It was just a weird game. No Ilya Sorokin for the Islanders, so they had the backup in there, and then Patrick Waugh put a kid in that hadn't even practiced with the team and then yanked him after a goal. I think he just felt bad at that point. So it was a bit of a mess. 9-2, the final, Rangers over the Islanders. There you go.
Yeah, and the entire afternoon show was there at the game last night. I guess they were in Ledecky's box again. Yeah. So.
Nice. Even Tiki?
Actually, no.
Not sure about that.
Yeah, sorry. It wasn't everybody. It was Tommy Marash, Evan.
I would say that's a big part of the afternoon show.
And Tommy DeVito was in the box also.
Yeah. Lou Gowher posted a picture with cutlets.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of one of those, like, it looked like he was hugging him, but I don't know that there was actual contact. There was sort of the arm was just kind of hanging in suspension.
With cheese.
Tommy's shoulder.
The way Tommy loves him, he sneak his hand in his pocket.
He might have.
At least it wasn't somewhere else.
Very well might have. There were some Jets there as well. They guys posted, I think it was Evan on Twitter, bunch of Jets there, and they were trying to, the fan crew was just behind them in the box, you know, very unassuming.
You know, I used to feel special when I got that invite. Now Jay from the Islanders there is just inviting everybody all the time, so. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Jay. You know, used to make me feel special. Now you're just using it on everybody.
But were they put up on the big screen?
I don't know.
That would be the question.
I don't know that they were. I think the Jets were.
That's fine. I'm talking about Evan, Tommy, and Sean.
But they were right behind
them.
Because
when you guys are there, you and Sal, you're right up there on the big board.
That is true. Mm-hmm. Indeed. Thank you, Jerry. I'm feeling a little bit better about myself now. All right, CeeLo, get back to those kids out there. I know you brought them to work today.
Say hi to Jackson for me.
Those little
I will.
Little
give
buggers.
Your best.
Yeah.
Little guy, little fella.
little fella, little guy. I don't just tussle your hair.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Now, when I say this, I don't want to make it sound like this is some sort of self-loathing thing or I don't like myself or anything like that. But if I could wake up and be any other person on the planet tomorrow,
okay,
I think it would be Ludwig Oberg. This guy is young. He's strikingly handsome. He is already a gazillionaire.
Yeah.
He is as calm as any person I have ever seen at that age. I mean, this guy, if I just woke up and had his skill and look like that, I'd be like, you know what? It's not so bad. This is not so bad. I can go through life like this. But not maybe I say any person, any athlete for sure.
Okay.
Any athlete.
And you're taking age into account.
Yeah. Like any, if I could wake up and be any athlete tomorrow, it would be Ludwig Oberg. And that answer would have been Scottie Scheffler a couple years ago. But, you know, now he's got a small child. He's got a receding hairline.
He does have a receding hairline.
You know, it's like we're more.
He's been in jail.
Right. He's been to jail. So we're more alike now than we ever were off of the golf course.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
But with Ludwig, he's, you know, he's still, I mean, look, everything's all ahead of this guy.
Jesus. I think I would go for like a 19-year-old NHL hockey player.
Would you?
I do, yeah.
Huh.
I think so. As much as I love golf, and I do.
That's shocking to me.
Why?
Because I would have, because you, well, you hate cold weather.
I do.
So I would have thought you, and we joked about how much you love baseball. I would have thought that you either would have gone baseball or basketball. Like, I thought maybe you'd get like one of the top, when you said 19, I thought you were going to say like top high school basketball player.
No, I don't. While I like watching basketball, I was never that much of a basketball player.
Yeah.
So I don't know that interests me as much. I would say baseball is a good one. Baseball is definitely a good one. The problem with baseball is you'd have to be in the big leagues because toiling around in the minors can be very difficult.
Right. So what young baseball player?
I'd have to be Fernando Tatis Jr.
Okay. Yeah.
Something like
all right.
that.
Right. In San Diego. That's a good one.
Yeah. I mean, someone like that who's got a monster contract already at his young age and living in San Diego.
Yeah.
That is fabulous. I guess it's the fact that I always told you I wanted to play hockey.
Yeah,
so
but
that seems, I love hockey.
Okay. All right, but then you're also getting hit a lot.
Yeah, I get it. And you don't make as much money as those golfers would or the baseball players. That is true. So maybe that was an initial reaction to me. I just, I don't know. Anytime I go to a hockey game, and I used to go to a lot, the last couple of years I haven't gone to too many at all, I always just marvel at these guys, just how much fun that looked.
Yeah, and there's also the team aspect there.
Yes.
As opposed to just doing it, you know, by yourself in individual sport.
Yes. But, now, I do think, and we've seen enough of this with the Full Swing documentary, I do think enough of these guys travel together. It's almost like they're, while they're competing against one another, you can see the cliques and the friendships that are, that do happen. And it seems like many of them travel privately together. So there is some sort of that. But yeah, it's different when you're on the bus and the hotel and you're flying together and all of that.
Yeah, and also when you start competing in these things, you know, you're staying in your own place and you're focused and you're not talking to your buddies as much. But yeah, there is camaraderie there. We know Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth and that whole relationship. But yeah, so Ludvig Åberg has a girlfriend that he's had since Texas Tech who was also an athlete. She's got to be like, man, just stop being so good. Like, because this isn't, you know. Or either you propose to me now or that's the end of it because I can't deal with this. I mean, he's got to have more women throwing themselves at him than Luigi Mangione.
Well,
seriously.
Do you think the golfer's got the women?
This guy?
No,
100%.
Yeah, but when you go to golf events, do you see young girls? Like, when I say young, I mean girls in their 20s. It's really more older.
I'll tell you right now, with all the guys that are watching the Masters this weekend that are young guys, sitting around and their girlfriends will be there and like to see the TV and then he pops up there. All of them go, who's that? Who's that guy?
Fair.
Is he leading?
You're not wrong.
Look at those blue eyes.
You know where he would be in demand? Waste Management.
Oh, yeah.
Tournament. That is a tournament that, and I know we probably would never do it. You want to talk about a tournament that would be fun to cover
and
be out there live for? Oh, to be out there all week for that mess?
Mm.
And I mean mess in a good way?
Yeah.
That is a blast. That is a party for a week.
I feel like I'm a little old for it now, though.
No, I don't think so.
No?
I don't even think I'm too old for it. No, not at all. I think you've got everything from the college kids that are there all the way up to people in their 50s for real. Like, yeah. I think it's everything in between.
Eddie, is there someone you know enough about all the sports. Is there someone that if you could be any athlete tomorrow, who would that be?
In the four majors?
Anything.
Yeah,
anything.
I don't know who
Lindsey Vonn
is.
If you want to be.
What's that?
It could be Lindsey Vonn if you want to be. Anybody.
Yeah, the current downhill champ for the men's skiing. I don't know who it is, okay. But that person.
Wow. Man, you guys are taking some, like a real risk here. you can really get injured doing that.
I wasn't thinking injury. I was just thinking how exhilarating
just to be able
that
to
would be.
Ski like that.
Yeah. No, I understand, yeah. No, I get it, but and also cold weather for him. He loves that.
He loves it.
That's why I was surprised with you.
Well, I don't associate. I really don't. I don't associate ice hockey with like freezing. It's just not something. I still think of arenas. The setting is still what it is. You're right, though. It's a winter sport, and you're traveling in cold weather cities most of the time.
And those morning skates got to be pretty cold with no one in the building.
You're absolutely right. That is true.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.